this is something which was illuminated to me by my friendship with Professor Russell Foster, who's the head of circadian neuroscience at Brasenose College at Oxford. He's one of the most remarkable people I've met. He has researched very deeply into the sleep patterns of people. And not only does he notice that quantitatively people are getting less sleep over a longer period of time, but qualitatively he's identifying the different types of people. Broadly speaking, he classifies people as early chronotypes or late chronotypes. And most people will tell you that they're not a morning person or that they are an evening person. And this is quite important in how it's best to engage with them and get the best out of them. Now, in Russell's work, he points out also that sometimes adolescents go through a phase of being a late chronotype. Irrespective of what they eventually become, the adolescent phase is generally late chronotyped. And so I tested this theory with Steve Frampton, who is the excellent head of Portsmouth College. He deals with students aged between 16 and 19, typically adolescent late chronotypes. And he understands this intrinsically, and he moved back the entire academic day so that students could start later and therefore were far more receptive and far more productive and far more creative in their process. And consequently, by his brilliant leadership and his excellent culture within that college, he's raised the performance and the grades by a quantum leap forward. And obviously, when you talk about things like sleep, the science does matter, because sometimes you have to be able to prove it. Now, we know the effect that sleep or lack of sleep or badly phased sleep has on people in the airline industry, for instance. And some of these things need to be understood from a creative process, because the evidence suggests that when people are terribly short of sleep, not only do they eat more, their levels of nutrition suffer, the body releases a hormone called ghrelin. Russell's the expert on this, but when people are jet-lagged and when people are tired, the body produces ghrelin, which forces the consumption of sugars and fats. And so if you're not sleeping properly, it's very difficult to be healthy or to keep your weight down. And the same is true when you're creative, is that, you know, when creatives are often can be a bit manic in the way that they work, and they can do 3 or 4 days at a very high level and then have to switch off. And the sleep is quite an important process. Dror Benchestret, in the book, who's an Israeli architect living in New York City with his practice, even goes to the point where he takes problems to bed with him and sleeps an extra hour in order to wake up with solutions. His creative provenance is around sleep. And when he's asleep, he dreams shapes. And he's very visual in his sleep. And then he wakes up and he writes the shapes down, draws the shapes, and they become the buildings that he subsequently designs. Now, there are many paths here, and they're as individual as the people involved. But sleep is central to this, because it's not only affecting people's nutrition, people's perception, their creativity, but it also is quite clear that there is an epidemic of people with sleep problems and a lot of psychological disorders. The usual sign that as a precursor to some psychological problems like schizophrenia is a lack of sleep.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.